girls. Welcome back to Camp Do Right. I was just thinking about this song. Do you know it? The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came tumbling down. Well, what happened to the house when the rains came down and the floods came up? The house on the rock stood firm, right? Well, where did the foolish man choose to build? The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. Well, what happened to the foolish man's house? The house on the sand went splat, right? So I have a question for you. What made the wise man wise, and what made the foolish man foolish? A lot of people might answer, well, the wise man was wise because he built his house on something that was firm, hard, and solid. While the foolish man was foolish because he built his house on something that could be swept away, right? I would say that that is correct, but I want to take it a step further. Do you know why I think the wise man was wise? I think the wise man was wise because he was able to reason from cause to effect. He knew building his house on the rock equaled safety and security. So then why was the foolish man foolish? Well, the foolish man was foolish because he did not reason from cause to effect. He didn't stop to think about what the results would be if he built his house on the sand. So a wise person thinks about the results of his choices, but a foolish man does not. Our character trait today is called walking with the wise. There is nothing more important in exercising wisdom than when we choose our friends. A wise kid will pick the right kind of friends, but a foolish kid will pick phony friends. So what does phony mean? Maybe you'll be able to figure it out as you listen to our story. I call today's story, Phony Friends. Annie's heart was pounding in her chest. She turned to the three other girls. I just can't. It's not right. Psh, don't be such a baby, Carol said. No one will ever know. I mean, it's just a watch. And remember what we said, Janet added. If you want to be in our group, then you've got to do a dare. Annie wished a big hole would open up in the floor so that she could disappear. But there was no hole, only the aisle in the store, the three girls, and the beautiful watches. Carol, Janet, and Melly were the popular girls at school. Annie had often watched them walking past, laughing and giggling together, and she wished that she had friends like them. They were so beautiful with their nice, trendy clothes and their pretty hair. Annie couldn't believe it when the girls approached her after school and asked if she wanted to go to the mall later. Of course she wanted to go. The popular girls were asking her to hang out with them. This is your conscience speaking. Annie, Remember what your mom told you? She asked you to go home immediately after school. Both your parents are working late today, and it's important for your mom to know that you're safe at home so she doesn't worry. She's counting on you to keep your word. Annie heard the little voice in her conscience, but she ignored it. They're working late. They'll never know. After all, it's just a harmless trip to the mall. I mean, no big deal, right? She never imagined that her new friends would force her to steal. So, which watch are you going to take? Melly whispered. I don't know, Annie said, twisting her hands. I just don't think I can. I mean, what if someone sees me? Carol laughed. You're not gonna get caught, silly. See? Look how easy it is. She reached out and snatched some sunglasses off a rack nearby and hid them in her coat pocket, while Melly grabbed a compact mirror that was displayed on the counter. Oh, look at that cool hat, Janet whispered as she quickly tucked the price tag inside and placed it on her head. No one would ever guess it's not my hat. I told you it was easy. This is your conscience again. Annie, don't do it. Stealing is never the way to go. And if those friends were real friends, they wouldn't make you violate your own conscience just so you could fit in. You have a choice to make. Don't do it, Annie. Annie felt sick to her stomach. She had never stolen anything before. She knew this was shoplifting. The pressure from her friends was mounting. Hurry up, Slowpoke, whispered Janet. We need to get out of here. Yeah, you standing here with your mouth open is making it all worse. We're all gonna get caught if you don't hurry up, Melly said. Decision time, Annie, said Carol. Are you going to do it or not? I guess it depends on how much she wants to hang out with us, said Melly. All three girls laughed. Annie flinched. She wanted to be friends with the girls more than anything, even more than she wanted to do the right thing. She took a deep breath, looking around one last time to make sure no one was watching, grabbed the watch closest to her and shoved it into the pocket of her jeans. Good girl, Carol smiled. Now let's go. Annie could feel the adrenaline pumping through her veins, her heart pumping loud and fast. She followed the giggling girls as they hurried down the aisle and headed for the door, bumping into one another in their rush. They walked past the registers where everyone was paying for their purchases. The watch was burning a hole in Annie's pocket and she kept touching it, not believing what she had just done. But they hadn't been caught and the door was only a few steps away. Hurrying out into the center of the mall, the girls huddled together, laughing and chattering about their thrilling adventure. They were so relieved at not getting caught that they didn't even notice the three store security guards surrounding them. All of a sudden, Annie felt a firm grip on her arm and she jumped, trembling with fear. Girls? You'll need to come with us, said a man in a deep, commanding voice. Annie had never been so scared in her life. People stared as the security guards marched them right through the middle of the store to the offices in the back. It was as though everyone knew what they had done. Everyone. Annie's face was red with embarrassment, and she began to cry. She wished she had never taken that watch. It wasn't like she needed it. Annie could not believe how foolish she had been. Inside the security office, it got worse. The manager of the store, Mr. Allen, spoke harshly to the girls and demanded that they return the goods. And he quickly removed the watch from her pocket and handed it to one of the security guards. "I'm so sorry," she whispered. Janet took the hat from her head and tossed it on the desk. "Here, I didn't even realize it was on my head. I was just trying it on." The security guard shook his head in disbelief. Then the other girls laid down their stolen items beside the hat. Mr. Allen asked if the girls had anything they wanted to say. Annie sobbed. "I'm so sorry. Really, I am." All of a sudden, her new friends weren't so friendly. "It was all Annie's idea," said Janet. Melly nodded. "Yeah, we wanted to pay, but Annie wouldn't let us." Carol joined in. "Yeah, she said we couldn't be friends with her unless we stole something." Annie stared at them in shock. "No," she said. That's not true. They're lying. I never wanted to steal anything." Her sobs drowned out her words. Mr. Allen frowned. "I'm not interested in whose idea it was. As far as I'm concerned, you're all guilty." He sighed and lowered his voice. "Girls, what you did was really foolish. I'm sure you know what you did was wrong. Look, I've decided to let you go with a warning, but if I ever catch you shoplifting in my store again, I am calling the police and pressing charges. Do you understand?" Annie stared as Carol, Janet, and Melly walked away without even a backwards glance. She could hear them giggling and laughing as they went. "Whew, that was close," one of them said. Annie turned back to Mr. Allen. "Mr. Allen, I'm really sorry. I've never stolen anything in my life. I know what I did was wrong. And even more importantly, I broke one of God's commandments. I want to ask you to forgive me, and I'm going to ask Jesus to forgive me too. I've definitely learned my lesson." Mr. Allen smiled. "Annie, you seem like a good girl that just made a wrong choice. Let's forget this ever happened, okay?" Mr. Allen reached out to shake her hand. As Annie turned to leave, he added, "Before you go, can I make a suggestion? I think you might need to find some new friends." Annie shook her head. "Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Mr. Allen. I found out today that they aren't my friends. They never were. I'm never choosing such phony friends ever again." Annie chose her friends very carefully and wisely after that. Annie learned a super valuable lesson, and to help you all remember it, I'm going to teach you a song today that goes right along with today's story. It's called Walk with the Wise. Are you ready? Let's go. Teaching you 12 sign words for our song today. The first word is travel. Bend both fingers. Travel or traveling. The second word is meet. 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 The third word is friend. We learned that in our first episode. Friend. The fourth word is fool. 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 The fifth word is disguise. Disguise, disguise. The sixth word is wise. Wise. A wise person thinks with their head. Wise. The seventh word is choose. Choose. Like you're picking something out. Choose. The eighth word is carefully. You take both scissor fingers. Carefully. Carefully. The ninth word is be. 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 The tenth word is ought to or should. Ought to. Should. The 11th word is habits. This is interesting. You take both fists and then you make this motion. Habits. Habits. And the 12th word is lead. Lead. Travel. Meet. Friend. Fool. Disguise. Wise. Choose. Carefully. Be. Ought to. Habits. And lead. Okay, are you ready to learn the song? Traveling down the road of life, you meet lots of friends. Some are good and some are bad, it all just depends. Watch out for the foolish man in clever disguise. Walk in the way of the wise. You'd better walk with the wise. You'd better flee from the fool. Find a friend who walks with God to walk along with you. Choose your friends carefully. Be what you want to be. Walk, walk, walk with the wise. Travel with an unwashed dog, you'll get lots of fleas. Travel with a hog and you will eat what you please. You are learning habits from your friends every day. Don't let them lead you astray. You'd better walk with the wise. You'd better flee from the fool. Find a friend who walks with God to walk along with you. Choose your friends carefully. Be what you want to be. Walk, walk, walk with the wise. Walk with the wise. Today's vocabulary words are adrenaline and embarrassed. A. Adrenaline. The feeling of blood rushing through you, making your heart beat faster whenever there are feelings of fear, anger, or excitement. B. Embarrassed. To feel uncomfortable because of confusion or shame. Which one of these words describe what Annie felt when she was stealing? Did you say A, adrenaline? That's right. Annie felt adrenaline when she was stealing, causing her heart to beat quickly. But that adrenaline died down after she was caught, and instead, she felt embarrassed and full of shame. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to head over to our application station for our character check. Follow me. Welcome back to our application station, boys and girls. Today's character check is on friendship, and I'm super excited because friends are very special and very important. Someone once said, friendship isn't something you learn in school, but if you haven't learned the meaning of friendship, you really haven't learned anything. And I couldn't agree more. Friendships are probably one of the most important relationships we will have on this earth, and who we choose as our friends plays a huge part in what kind of person we will become. Lots to talk about, so let's get started. Follow me. Okay, to get started, I want you to find a pen and a piece of paper. We're going to do a quick brainstorm, okay? Go ahead, go and find your pen and paper. All right, do you have your pen and paper? Okay, now pause for a minute and think about who your friends are. You can think of one friend or you can think of five friends. It doesn't matter how many. Okay, think. Did you think of your friends? Okay, now take another minute and write down what you appreciate the most and like about these friends. While you make your list, I'm going to make my own list, okay? Just a couple more seconds. Okay. What are some of the things you came up with? Here are some of the characteristics of my friends that I really appreciate. Wise, loving, loyal, gives good advice, honest, funny, unselfish, friendly, trustworthy, has my back. I can count on them. What are some of the things on your list? Did you write some of the stuff that I had on my list? Was your list completely different? Whether our lists were the same or different, we have one thing in common. We appreciate having good friends. You know, I think God wants us to have the right kind of friends too, because the Bible is full of advice when it comes to the people we should and shouldn't hang around with. In Proverbs 13:20, it says, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." Another translation says, "Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces." And in 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." So how can we tell if the friends that we hang out with are wise or foolish? Good company or bad company? I mean, we really don't want our life to fall into pieces because we choose to hang out with the wrong kind of friends, right? Nor do we want our characters to be corrupted because our friends who we thought were good friends ended up being not so good friends. I mean, the main reason why kids end up getting into trouble these days and doing things they shouldn't be doing is because they're friends are doing these things. And let's admit it, friendships get a little tricky, and sometimes we get confused and we can't really tell which friends are wise and which friends are foolish. Well, I'm going to give you a tool today that will help take away any kind of confusion you might have regarding your friends. I call it the Friendship Test Tool. This tool will give you an exact idea of what kind of friends you have and will give a good idea as to what kind of friend you are. Remember, if you want to have good friends, then you need to be a good friend first. It always starts with us. So here's how it works. There are two lists or categories. The category on the left is what I call the wise true friend category. The category on the right is what I call the foolish phony friend category. Each category has a list of character traits that you need to score with a 0, 1, 2, or 3. 0 stands for never. 1 stands for sometimes. 2 stands for most of the time. And 3 stands for all the time. To the left, there are two boxes to score. One is to score yourself, to figure out what kind of friend you are. Remember that when you score yourself, you need to be completely honest, because if you're not honest, then you won't know which areas you need to work on to become a better friend, and you won't be able to improve. So be honest when you score yourself. The second box is to score the kind of friends that you have. This will help you figure out what kind of friends you're hanging out with. Are they pretty high on the wise category? Or are they pretty high in the foolish category? Well, let's take a look at the two categories and find out. We're going to look at the wise true friend category first. A wise and true friend will be friendly, humble and doesn't brag, includes you in a group, accepts you like you are, that means you don't feel like you need to change to be friends with him or her, stands up for you if others are talking about you, you know, your friend always has your back, is pleased and compliments you when you do well. This means they aren't jealous of you. They're genuinely happy when you succeed and do well. This friend treats you kindly and cares about others. He listens when you have a problem, doesn't gossip about other people. That means he doesn't talk about people behind their backs. Is generous and cares about other people's feelings. He stays away from gangs or groups or cliques that are bad influences and encourages you to do your best. This friend respects people who are different. This may be the blind kid or the deaf kid or the strange kid or the unpopular kid who wears weird clothes. He respects them even if they're different from him. And he respects your values. That means if you don't want to do something because you think it's wrong or you're not comfortable with it, he won't force you. He'll respect your values. He stands up for the weak and disadvantaged kids. If he sees a younger kid getting bullied by an older kid, he'll stick up for them. He is patient, easygoing, and has a sense of humor. He's a peacemaker and helps you stay out of trouble. Does this sound like the kind of friend you'd like to be and to have? Okay, let's look at the foolish, phony friend category now. Do you have friends like this? A foolish and phony friend will be snobbish. This means they think they're too good for some people and will ignore them and not play with them. He'll brag and feel superior, like he's better than everyone else. This friend will sometimes leave you out. Phony friends are not consistent with their emotions, and they'll be friends with you sometimes and leave you out other times. A true friend won't do this. He'll sometimes make fun of you and talk behind your back. He is jealous when you do well and is sometimes mean to you. But not only to you, he is mean or cruel to other people too. A phony friend minimizes your problems. This means that when you're going through something big and you're hurt or sad, he'll say it's no big deal, like he doesn't even care. He'll gossip, talk about other people behind their backs, and he's stingy. He doesn't like to share his things and is selfish. He is self-centered and puts people down. He is a gang member, or he hangs out with the wrong group of kids that make bad and foolish choices and asks you to do antisocial things. Antisocial things would mean secretive things or doing things that take you away from your other friends. He disrespects those who are different and calls you a wimp if you say no. He bullies kids and expects you to join in, and has a hot temper and gets angry easily. He gets in fights and holds grudges. That means he doesn't forgive and forget, and asks you to do illegal things, things that will get you into trouble with the law. So, boys and girls, are you getting a clear picture of what a wise friend is like and what a foolish friend is like? And do you see why it's super important for kids to be mindful and careful about choosing good friends who will encourage them to be their best self? And do you realize why it's important to be a good friend yourself? To be kind, accepting of others, and a good influence? Someone wise once said, people are like dirt. They can either nourish you and help you grow as a person, or they can stunt your growth and make you wilt and die. So, boys and girls, check your heart and check your mind and choose your friends with care, for they create the environment that will make you grow or wilt. When we choose to hang out with wise people, we become wise. But when we choose to hang out with foolish people, it can lead to big trouble. God knows this. He knows that we will be changed and affected by them. That's why He encourages us to walk with the wise. So this is my challenge for you, boys and girls. Remember to be a kind and good friend to everybody, even the foolish and phony ones. You can be a good influence to them, and you should be a kind friend to everyone. But choose to be good friends, close friends, best friends with the wise ones, because they are the ones who will influence you. Well, boys and girls, that's it for today. Remember, doing right means making the wise choice every single moment of every single day. Hope to see you again next time. Bye!